Blog Talk Radio.
We have raised a thousand voices just to lift your holy name, and we will raise thousands more to sing of your beauty in this place. When none can even fathom, no, not one define your worth, as we marvel in your presence.
Teaching me to teach him how to do his own show.
And I think his ministry is called the Sons of Righteousness. And he takes his ministry all over the United States. He's a traveling evangelist, and he's really, you know, sharing the word of God. And, you know, he's working hard for the Lord, as we are here on this show. But he's one of the co-hosts that we had on this show. We've had Jason Wade stopped in, and he helped a little bit, I think a little bit before Jacob. And he was on the show and you know, produced the Holy Spirit through his faith and through what God was doing through him. He showed us how the Holy Spirit worked. He talked a little bit about the fire of the Holy Spirit. He did quite a bit of things on here talking about that. We've had quite a few guests on here. Some of the guests that we've had on here, we've had Sue Beach. She was a great guest, calling from Washington State, I'm thinking. And we've had FBIR. He's a great friend of the show. He's from California. He has FBI organization, Federal Bible Believers Incorporated, I think that's what they call it, and they do a lot of street ministry down there in California, San Diego, California. We've had quite a few people. We've had William Pollock on here. He's a good friend of mine. I stay in close contact with him, and he does his revival stuff there where he is. Rafael Garcia. He's from Miami. He's with Pete Sobrero organization, and he travels around the world. He actually travels around the world. He's a really unique guy. He's cool to talk with, and very interesting things that he has to talk about, because he's experienced a lot of supernatural things, and he kind of fell into this thing by accident. He just picked up a Bible, started reading one day, believed it. No preacher, no nothing, and then, you know, pick it up, believe it, and start doing it, and it started working for him. And Jesus just showed up. He didn't go to years and years at a church service or something. He just picked it up, believed it, and walked with it. And that's how he got started, which is very, 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 very interesting, I think. We've had Matt Spinks on here about the glory. He lives in the glory. He has a very interesting relationship with the Lord, and has a very, very big organization where he lives. Daniel Bryant Cook, we've had him on here. He's another street minister. He does a lot of things in Hickory, North Carolina, down here close to where I live. And his everyday life is actually doing street ministry. It's just his everyday thing. I can't even do it as good as he can. I mean, that's just his life. And he's kind of like an apostle, man. I mean, he starts ministry everywhere. I can't tell you, he about knows the whole Catawba County from doing his street ministry. And I can't say enough. He's very interesting, and you can learn a lot from him, but he just has his own way of doing things. And he teaches people a lot of things about God and about the ministry. But one thing you got to understand is some of these people that does this, they have their own way of doing things, and you've got to pick up a little bit of things from them and get to know God your own way too, because everybody is unique to the Lord. Everybody has their own separate relationship with the Lord. And anytime you deal with people like this, you're going to understand that their relationship will be a little bit different than yours. You can't walk the exact walk they can, but you can walk have a commitment with the Lord like they do. But it's just a little different. And when I started trying to learn a lot of street ministry, I started following some of these fellows, and it was a little difficult at times because they were a little bold, you know, a little bold jumping out there. And it's a little bit different jumping outside the church doors and actually trying to do some of this street ministry. And I'm going to tell every one of you, you got to be bold. That's all it is to it. And you got to see how the real disciples did it. They was real bold. And that's one thing we do, street ministry. And that's one thing, Daniel, Jason, all these guys, they're real bold. You get with them, they'll put you right out there, and you got to show your boldness, or you watch them do their boldness and activating into the supernatural, activating into ministering the gospel to people. And it's a lot different than sitting on a pew and just saying amen and then leaving. This is actually pushing the envelope and showing what you believe, that Christ is out there. And I really encourage everybody to get that boldness. And one thing that I've learned over the 2 years or so I've been learning this, even through Art Thomas, is it don't take much to do it. You don't have to go and pray for a leg to be healed and watch everything pop in. You can just open the door for somebody and just start out simple. And that's what they teach a lot of times to start off. But Daniel Bryant, he is a street minister, and he's very good at what he does. And that's one of the ministers we've had on here, Jacob Phillips. Like I said, I just said he used to be a co-host, and we've interviewed him. We've had quite a few people on here. I'm just trying to find some of the ones we've had on here. Beach, we've had, Brooke Potter. He's another guy from Pete Sobrero organization. He's a great guy. He has his organization tied with Pete's, and he really talks about the love of God. He's very strong on the love of God, teaching people what Jesus is really thinking about them and really getting them into a tight connection with the Lord. And he's very good at that. He works in the power of God. He's had a lot of success. He goes with Pete and his organization and teaches the identity in Christ. He's very big on teaching you your identity in Christ. And they have really, really did a great thing with their schools and stuff, and really showing people the identity of Christ they have within them, and just open them up to the gospel and making the gospel real to them. And it's very, very awesome what he does there. We've had, let's see what all the ones we had here. We've had so many people on this year. Million, the radio show host, Million, it's on, I ain't going to say his last name because I'm going to mess it up, but Million from Las Vegas, he's a great guy. He walks in the power of God. He does his radio thing. He has a great ministry. I can't tell you, he's done quite an amazing thing with his ministry and teaching and having events, and saw a lot of miracles happen, and it's very awesome with what he does in his ministry too. We've had Todd Crutchfield. He's a good friend of mine. He's been working with the power of God for a while. He's in glory. He does glory things. He's a prophet in one part, and he really walks in a close relationship with God, just as a co-host, Chris Crutchfield. They both work in a close relationship with Christ, and they both got a unique twist to their ministry and the things they do, you know, with the Lord, and it's very awesome with what they do. And I interviewed both of them. Chris is a co-host. He went here tonight because he's actually down here in Cahaba County with his brother. They're doing their holiday thing, so that's understandable why he couldn't be on here. But they got a unique relationship with the Lord, and they're actually a great blessing to the show. And Chris is a great blessing to the show to add a little something different to the show with his prophetic words of knowledge and stuff he's got. I work as a prophet too, but I like to have an expert on there to, you know, add a little extra twist to it. This year I added Robert Hager to the show for Wednesday nights. He's a great man of God. He's strong in the Word. He's a great preacher. He's a great minister. He's actually starting his church in his house. He's starting a home church. Actually, tomorrow, I think at 10:30, he's going to start his first church service, and he's very excited about this. And I'm really praying for him for everything to go right and go well with his service. But I'm sure it's going to be mind-blowing, and he's going to have some great things planned for his service tomorrow. And I'm sure God's going to bless him on that. But, Robert really added an extra twist to it, too, because he can really go out there and he can really drag it home with some of the things that he preaches about. thing about Robert Hager is that he has really, really wrote hundreds of notes all through the years that the Holy Spirit actually taught him. Not only what he's read out of Scripture, but what the Holy Spirit has actually taught him. And that adds a little extra thing to his ministry. And it's kind of unique what he does with the Lord. And he's another little extra twist I've added to the show. And the Lord has really brought these people to me. I don't go out here and just looking for people. Sometimes the Lord will give me a go-ahead to bring people in. And that's one way that I do things. But I have had Heath Adams. He has a ministry down here. And it's Hickory Unite is one of the ministries he has down here. And I think it's in-home touch ministry, something like that. I might be messing it up there, but he is a great evangelist. He travels all over the world. He evangelizes all over the world. He's done some great things. When I first met him, I met him through Todd and Chris and Daniel. Well, I'll just say Todd and Daniel at the time, because at that time I've not talked to Chris in my, I'll say, 13 years. So it's between Todd and Daniel, and I met him in a bookstore, a Christian bookstore, and it's kind of unique because I've never saw gold dust. You got to realize that this gold dust and some of this stuff is kind of unique to me. I've never saw a lot of it, and this is just one story that I can tell you about how I met him and stuff. And so we was all sitting in the back of the bookstore, and we're all in our shorts and t-shirts, and just talking about the Lord and about his ministry where he went overseas. And he said, "Hey Stan, have you ever saw gold dust?" And I was like, "No, I've never saw gold dust reappear." He said, "Just watch this." He said, "Lord, you know," I forgot how he said it, "Lord, just, you know, reveal yourself to us, and, you know, I'd like to see some gold dust." I forgot how he did it. But anyway, he opened up his hands, he had gold dust all over his hands, and I was like, "Man, I was thinking in my mind, man, anybody can do this. I mean, he's got something in his shirt or something, he's shooting it out or something." Then he said, "Open up your own hands, you've got some too." And I opened my hands, I had gold dust, and it's like, boom, boom. I was like, "Man, this is crazy stuff." But it was some amazing stuff, man, that the Lord does through this guy. And it really opened my eyes, and the Lord is really uses this guy. And I saw some healings take place around him, and it's some amazing things. And it's been a real blessing to know Heath Adams. He's a very nice guy. He's very easy to get along with. I've actually got an appointment with him this Sunday. I'm going to talk with him about doing some evangelizing, and it's going to be a pleasure to get to meet with him and talk about some other moves that we're going to do here with the Healing Light Show. But at this time, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go into Matthew 2. This is another new thing that we're doing to show. I'm going to start using some audio Bible from The Promise. It has a lot of famous actors that act out these Bible verses. And this here is going to be about the birth of Jesus. And I hope every one of y'all enjoy this.
"Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
"In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'"
Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem.
"Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also."
When they heard the king, they departed. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him.
When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet.
Out of Egypt, I called my son.
Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry. And he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and in all its districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet.
A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning. Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted, because they are no more.
Now when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt.
Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the young child's life are dead.
Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside into the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets.
He shall be called a Nazarene.
That was Matthew 2, and that was talking about, you know, right after the birth of Jesus and when they had to rush the baby Jesus to Egypt because of King Herod and what happened in between there. And then when King Herod died, they actually brought Jesus back, and he was actually older at that time. But that's an awesome little story. And that came from the audio Bible, the Word of Promise. It's a great audio Bible. It's done by all the movie stars in Hollywood, and all the Christian movie stars got together and put this together, and they act out all the Bible. It's a very, very amazing Bible set. One day I'm going to let y'all hear we're going to hear a lot of different things from there. It's going to be called Revelations. We're going to be listening to Revelations on there. And Revelations is really, really unique, and it's very well acted out, and it will really blow your mind of what you're going to listen to Revelations on there. But that's something new what I'm going to add to the show this coming year. It took me a while to figure out how to add these things to the show, and I just figured it out this last week. And this thing is slowly being opened up to me where I can do this, because I had no idea how to do this. Somehow I figured it out, so I'm going to start doing that. You can pick these up at your local Bible bookstore. It's called the Word of Promise Audio, the NKJV Bible version, and it's very amazing. If you're at the Bible store and you want to pick up this audio book set, go ahead and pick it up. I'm telling you, it'll be mind-blowing for all the things you're going to learn in the Bible. If you're the type of person that picks up the Bible, it's hard for you to understand things, this thing here will make it easier. It will put it into like real life for you to understand it just like you're there, and it's very well done. And I really encourage you to get this. Actually, I learned about this version of audio Bible from Jason Wade in Florida. He had this, and he let me listen to a few CDs, and it was very amazing. And then when I got home, I went to my own local Bible bookstore and purchased these CDs, and it's really amazing. And I really, really, really promote this. It'll help your walk with the Lord. But I'm going to get on into more stuff I'm going to talk about from last year. And we've had quite a few people from all over coming on the show, and we've had some unique topics. You know, I've had Almos on the show. He was a good guest on the show. We've had Cheryl Fritz, which is big on Facebook with her school of ministry and stuff on Facebook, and she does a lot of that on the street ministry stuff, that they teach a lot of street ministry and a lot of supernatural learning on Facebook, and she is a very, very unique person in teaching stuff about the Lord. She's really unique in teaching you different things. She brings a lot of people from all over to teach these unique things that you can learn how to walk in the supernatural. Actually, her class online is called Inside Out Training and Equip Schools. That's what it's all about. And that there is the school that she teaches. And I had to pop that up to find more information about her. But I'm just trying to get to different little things here on the show today about different people that we have had on the show. But her thing is Inside Out Training on Facebook, and if you would be interested in that, just look up Inside Out Training, and you can go to all of her classes. She's got maybe 50 to 60 classes, and that might just be scratching the surface. I'm not sure about that, but she was a very good guest. And like I said, we've had Art Montgomery. We've had Alex Abram, and he's out of Germany, and he has a unique twist to the gospel, and really walks in a lot of stuff in glory, and a real close connection with the Lord, which is very awesome. And that's some of the stuff that he does. And we've talked about some unique topics too. But at this time, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna play some of the music that we played from last year. And one of them, I'm trying to find something I play quite often. Let's see here. It Is Well is one amazing, well, that's newer song I put on here. I'm going to try to find something. Holy Spirit. Okay, here's a Bethel song from last year. I Belong to You. I'll be right back.
Your love.
That is an awesome song from It Belongs to You from Bethel Music. I have used a lot of Bethel Music here on the show because it's really deepened into the faith of the Lord. And the Bethel Church in California is really works in the power of God quite often. And a lot of their musicians is really anointed people. Their voice is anointed. Their ministry is anointed. The church grounds there is very anointed. There's a lot of people. It has amazing healings that go on down there. And when you're listening to this music, it don't only, you know, feed your soul and stuff. It also puts like a healing. It puts the anointing touches you in a way and touches your spirit and helps you to heal. I mean, it helps transform you as you listen, and that's what's so unique about Bethel Music. And I've had a few friends that it really brought me to this music back a year or so ago, and I've been playing it ever since. They got some great music down there. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and say I lift my hands to the Lord. It's an awesome song too. I'll be right back.
faith arise. Let faith arise.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. That was Chris Thompson. It's from the Wow Hits 2013, some of the greatest Christian hits from 2013. You can pick those up at Walmart. I picked a lot of those Wow Christian hits from Walmart. They got some great songs from all the great artists during the year, and I really encourage y'all to pick one up at any Walmart, you know, nearby, and you'll really enjoy these songs that they produce and really put out. I really enjoy it to have them on the show and stuff, and it really adds a little extra to the show. And like I said, I'm small time, so I'm not really real big yet, so I can use some of these songs right now. I get too big time, I'll have to change out some things, but it's really touching a lot of people, these songs. And like I said, Bethel Music, I use them too. So I use a little bit of everything on here just to minister to people, not to be famous and not to get out, but to minister to people. And a lot of these songs touch my soul as I play them for you and for them to touch your soul. And that's what the thing's about, is just, you know, letting these songs, you know, just minister to you as we play. And I got one more song that I'm going to play for you. It's called The King and Queens. And I really love this song, and I'm sure it's going to touch you.
Behind the innocent to grieve.
Welcome back to the Healing Lot Show, Reverend Stan. That is from the Wow Hits 2014 Greatest Hits. And that's a very amazing song because it really lets us know that we're all kings and queens of the Lord. I mean, in the Lord we are. And a lot of times we don't really realize that. And that's from Audio Adrenaline. It's a unique group that plays the Christian circuits. And just look up Wow 2014 and just pick it up at your local Walmart. It's an awesome CD. I really want to talk about some events that we've had. We had the Art Thomas event, Street Ministries last year. Art Thomas came down here and taught some street ministry. We had some people from the area that showed up. There were some people from the area that showed up and some people from Asheville around in, you know, North Carolina showed up, and it was a real amazing little event. This is the first event that I ever had in this area, and just trying to see what would happen, how this would work. My area is not big for working in the power of God because this area is, you know, really has a real religious background to it that is kind of being weeded out of the church, and that's one thing. It's a unique place for me because I can actually try to unite the power of God back into some churches. It's very hard at times, but I try to use this little workshop to help light the candle for this, and I achieved a little bit, and a little bit I didn't do much with. I tried. I'll just put it to you that way. We had some people to show up to the event. A lot of people showed up to the event was already working in the power of God. They would just want to hang out with Art Thomas, but we did have some family members that showed up, and I think we had one other person or two that actually was really, really wanting to listen to Art Thomas, the minister, and, you know, listen to what he had to talk about. And Art Thomas came down. He showed he was a man of God. He was very strong in what he was talking about. He walked in the shoes of Jesus. He really walked the walk, talked the talk, what he preaches. We was very amused about how he lived the life of Christ in front of us. And we got to go on the street and minister to a few people and talk to a few people, pray for some people. It was very amazing. And that was the thing that Art Thomas did with the Healing Light Show, the very first event that the Healing Light Show had. And we're planning to do more in the coming year. We're planning to do more in the coming years. I'm planning to put together an event where we'll have many evangelists to come out that's been on the Healing Light Show. Maybe have Will and Pollock and a few other ones to come out, and we all just come and minister to y'all and talk about different subjects, walking in the supernatural, doing things like that. That's what I'm planning to do in the next couple of years. But I'm just trying to find the right people to come together with the show, to be very loyal to the show and be ready to stretch out and touch the people for the Lord Jesus Christ. And when these people is set and ready, and I feel that we are ready as a show to do this, I will try to step out and see what we can do and get some people out here where we can do some events and really come out to y'all, to the areas of the United States or wherever. And I like to tell everybody that's listening to this show, if y'all would be interested in having a Healing Light event in your area, at your church, I mean, have some of our guests that's going to come in and minister. I mean, like William Pollock, Jacob Phillips, maybe Todd, or maybe, you know, Chris Crutchfield come out, you know, many other ones that I can get to branch out with us that will come out and minister and just deliver the word of God. And if y'all would be willing for this and want one of these workshops in your area or at your church, just message me on the Healing Light page or on Stan Shell, Reverend Stan Shell Facebook page, and just message me and let me know. And I will keep you in mind when we get ready to do this, but I am thinking about stretching out. Even if you're in another country, we're going to be talking to Heath Adams and talking about touching other countries. And if you're in another country and you're interested in our show to come out and deliver a message to you and your people. You know, just message me and let me know, and I'll see what we can do. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing anything, but I'm going to see what we can do, and we really want to reach out and do this. And I'm going to talk with many of the ministers that I'm in contact with and see what they are willing to do with us. So that's one thing we're thinking about doing in the future. One event that we do have coming to North Carolina is Art Thomas again. He's coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. He's going to be teaching a event on street ministry again. It's going to be like a, I think it's going to be like a 2-day thing. They're going to be teaching one day, and the next day it's going to be more like a thing where they're going to go and have a thing out the street where they're going to teach you how to do street ministry, and then they're going to go and take you out the street to minister, and then the next day he's going to minister a service to everybody, Art Thomas is. And I think that's going to be a real awesome thing, and I'm going to look on here and see the dates. The dates is going to be March the 14th and 15th. excuse me. I'm going to tell you more about where this is going to be and all this happening in March. I'll say by February I will know more information about this, that Art Thomas is coming to North Carolina this March, and we are going to have a thing in Raleigh. So I was just going to put that out and let y'all know about this. And I think Mike Sankfield, a guy that I met from the Pyre and Love organization, or not organization, but at the Pyre and Love conference, and he's going to help put this on with this church. So it's going to be real awesome, and I really encourage everybody to go out to this event, and that's going to be something else we're going to be getting into. But I met a lot of people there. Another thing I'm going to get into is the Pyre and Love conference. I met a lot of new people. It brought some new people to the show, like Chuck McDonald. He's a blessing to the show. He's willing to come on the show. And the last time, he about came on today, but he had a dinner guest, him and his wife, and he couldn't come on the show. But he's willing to do things to help the ministry no matter what. And my heart goes out to this guy. He's really willing to help. He plays in, I think it's Fire at the Altar Ministries. He's into that. And he has his own ministry. It's called the Well Ministries, something like that. I'm not exactly sure. Forgive me, Chuck, for getting that wrong. But, you know, just look up Chuck McDonald online on Facebook, and you can look up all his stuff there. And I am planning to do a interview with him. He's been on the show, but I've never really interviewed him, so I will do that in the future. I am looking to do that where he can tell you all of his stuff, which would be very exciting to learn about and know a little bit more about him. But he is helping with the show, and we do have plans to do things in the future. And with Chris Crutchfield, he's sticking with the show. He's in ministry school right now and doing different things there. Sometimes it's a tight thing between ministry school and trying to do the show, because a lot of the Saturdays they're doing outreaches and it's hard for him to call in, but he kind of knew that when he got into this, so he's trying to make things fit, and that's very understandable. But he is adding a lot of things to the show, like I said before. So we're just going to see what happens with the show this coming year, hoping it'll grow, trusting in the Lord to move it forward, trusting the Lord to let it grow and multiply fruit for the kingdom. And you know, at this time, I'd like to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for using this show for your glory, for bringing fruit to your kingdom. And it's been an amazing year, Lord, for what you've done through this show. And I ask you to do even more. And push me to push the boundaries of what I'm not used to doing, to do more in this show. I want to thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And audience, I'm going to tell you, you know, when I first started this show, I'll say maybe at the beginning of last year or the other year, I was actually getting ready to stop it. I mean, I had so much on my plate at the time that I couldn't do a show here. I was just had a lot to do, and the Lord put something on my mind to invite guests, maybe to do more with this show and get going, stuff like that. But this here was like a hobby for me, and at the time, when I got out of Unity, I had nowhere to minister. The Lord took me plumb out of that ministry and had me going to full-time Christian ministry and changing my beliefs and all that good stuff. And I wasn't sure about anything anymore. I was just trying to see what the Lord was doing with me, and I was doing this and a lot of other things, and I was changing and transforming. The Holy Spirit was working through me, and a lot of things was going on in my life. And the Lord took me and helped me grow through this show and helped me grow with the show. And He's really blessed me through this show and really helped this show touch me as well. As I'm teaching y'all and what I'm learning, I'm just sharing it. And the people I'm bringing on this show is sharing things about your walk with the Lord and about healing and the supernatural that we don't really know much about, except for some of us that works in this. And a lot of things that I've learned, I teach y'all, I'll tell y'all about. And I had one of my buddies, Mike, like I said, is doing this Art Thomas thing. He came over and asked us some questions and said, there are some things we don't know. I said, well, there are some things we do know. Like, what do you want to know? Because I've dealt with a lot of this stuff and grown. I mean, I don't know everything by no means, but stuff I have experienced, I will share. And one thing that I have came short on in this show is getting a lot of callers, and it's going to be a constant thing with callers, and I don't have a constant thing with callers on here. And we've had a few callers come in on the show, and they had unique problems that it couldn't take a show to do it. You'd have to sit down and talk with them for hours. Deliverances takes hours sometimes. We're looking for a healing instantly, and there's a lot of them can happen like that. But somehow the enemy had snuck one in on our caller line. I guess it was with Heath to Adams, and it didn't happen like that. We was wanting it to, but I remember this guy from way back. We had, I think it was on Jason Wade, he brought into the show and thought we both could knock it out, but the Lord was doing something different with this guy. And we kind of stopped a lot of the prayer things. A lot of us walks in the power of God, and we see a lot of people healing, but we don't do a lot on the show. So we never know what we're going to run into. It's a unique thing. But we're going to try to get more of this on the show where we can let you see things happen. I've done a lot of prayers on the phone. I can't tell you how many in a year that I'm doing all the time, praying on the phone for people and seeing things happen. And the thing about praying and walking in the power of God, the Lord does say you will recover. He doesn't say you will recover right now. A lot of healings that Jesus did, they did recover right after she prayed. Some of them gradually. But that's the thing about it. They do recover. And a lot of things on the show, we want them to recover then. And I have a lot of them to recover right then and there. And it's unique. And we're going to get more of that on the show. And looking forward to that. But what I'm going to do right quick, I'm going to get back, and I'm going to play another song right quick. And it's going to be called, let's see, get a fast one right quick. That's a quick one. My Desire. We'll be right back with the Healing Life Show.
You want to be real? You wanna be empty inside, you wanna be someone, laying down your pride, you wanna be someone someday, lay it all down before the King, oh yeah, you wanna be whole, you wanna have purpose inside, you wanna have virtue. Purify your mind, you wanna be set free today. Lay it all down before the King. Oh yeah, this is my desire. This is my return. This is is my desire to be used by you. You want to be real, you want to be emptied inside, and I know.
Jesus Christ used everybody in the body of Christ.
not just the special ones, but every single body. And that's what this show is about, is to let every single person in the body of Christ to let God use his power through them to touch people, to transform lives, to see things change. And that's what this is all about. And that's what I really promote, is the real Jesus Christ, not the religious or the man-made, but the real Jesus Christ and what he came on this earth to do. He came on this earth to save us from hell itself, to bring us to the Father, to hand us out as trophies to the Father. Hey, I brought your children to you, you know. I did all this for these people, you know. And that's what I'm doing this for. I'm doing this for the Lord. And God knows I'm not a person that likes to step out in the limelight. I'm not like it. I'm actually a shy person. I don't like doing that type of stuff. But this here is how I was created to do. I was created to do stuff like this, and that's what I'm doing. So a lot of people, some of my friends, are like you want to be in the limelight. By no means, people knows me. I am a type of shy person. I'm not like doing that. I have grown doing ministry. I have grown to be more outspoken than I used to be, and the Lord has really helped me grow in this area and be really out in the limelight to speak for the Lord, to work for the body of Christ. But I'm not a not trying to get no popularity through this by no means, because I don't like being popular. And I just got to be popular for the show. It's the only reason I'm doing this and stepping out in the way that I do. And I am shy at times to do that. And sometimes I don't know how I'm going to do things, but I kick myself out a little further to do more things. So it's just, and there is some ministries, it is a popularity contest. And the truth is, it makes me sick sometimes to see a popularity contest or who's going to do the most and this and that. It's not about that. The Lord Jesus Christ got some fishermen that was all about trying to support their families, trying to support, you know, the people around them and just to feed people. And they weren't really worrying about this. They just want to get close to God. They heard about the Messiah, and he touched their heart. He made them different people. He transformed them into ministers, into apostles through the Holy Spirit. He recreated these people. And I want him to do the same thing, not only what he did with the apostles, but when he died and rose again, he created himself, or God created him through the resurrection where he could do that for you. When he ascended to the Father, he was able to pour his Holy Spirit amongst the world where he could do the same to you. And that's what this ministry is about, is where he can transform you and do the same as he did to them apostles for you through the Holy Spirit. So that's what this show is all about, is to transform people and to touch everybody, not just a special one or me or whoever, but for everybody. And if I have anything that I learn in the ministry that I can share with you, I will. If I can find somebody out there that can touch you with their ministry, I will. If I have something pulled from the Holy Spirit to minister to you, I will. And if I find somebody out there has something to say to you, I will let them minister to you as well. So this show is all about you. It's all about ministering to the body of Christ. It's all about bringing people to the body of Christ. It's all about building the kingdom. So that's what this show has always been about. And I really encourage y'all to listen to us to come this new year. And I really thank you and send blessings to you for all the things you did for this show. And I'm going to shut this show down saying God bless every one of y'all and thank y'all so much for y'all support through this year. And we should be starting up a new show coming Wednesday night with Robert Hager. God bless every one of y'all, and we'll see you Wednesday.
Every single word I say, you know it before I speak.